We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at CaseyLend.com.
I do have a question that I think you could answer before you step out of here. I was wondering, is there an edict on putting your garbage out? I'm new to this home ownership. The garbage is collected at my place each and every Tuesday morning. Could I have put the garbage out this morning before I left for work? They pick it up Tuesday morning. I wanted to bring it out to the end of the driveway Monday morning.
That's not too early. Tonight. Not till tonight.
I wanted it out of the way so when I got home, I didn't have to do anything.
No. You have to.
Can't do that.
On your way home today. That'd be appropriate. And then bring your cans in immediately after. Yes.
No. See, I'm against all of that.
So you're like, yeah, like 3-day window for all of it.
Right. No, I wanted to take the cans out Monday morning, and then I normally don't bring them in until Tuesday night.
Yeah. So, good luck being that neighbor.
So the HOA is going to have an issue with old Vern. All right. Ron the Show Hughley out today. Josh Vern, you're with you along with Steven Serta. Not normal on a day like this that, a day after Selection Sunday, a Bracket Monday, or the Big 12 tournament, which dominated Kansas City all weekend. Not normal that those things take a back seat on this Bracket Monday. We're not going to open this bad boy up by breaking down Kansas or K-State or give you my Final Four team. But, some things have to go to the back burner when you have the brightest star in the biggest sport, like we do here in Kansas City. Right? That's what happens when you have Patrick Mahomes. Every now and again, something will pop up involving Patrick Mahomes to where everything else you thought was a big deal in the sports world must take a back seat, must be put on that back burner. And I don't know if there's anyone that affects Patrick Mahomes' ability to be that bright star, the brightest star in the NFL. Next to Andy Reid, I don't think there's anyone that can impact Patrick Mahomes' ability to be the MVP more so than Tyreek Hill. And we all know Tyreek Hill in the news, which means Patrick Mahomes is tied to the news. And when it involves Patrick Mahomes, the MVP, the brightest young star in the biggest sport in this country that resides here in Kansas City, yeah, that's the front page news. When Tyreek Hill is in the news for the reasons that he's in the news, it has a way of dominating the local sports conversation. I know that was the case for me most of the weekend. Sure, the conversation would eventually turn to college basketball in Kansas and K-State and everything involved in that, but the conversations, regardless of where I went, regardless of who I was talking to, the conversation always started with Tyreek Hill. Now, I don't have a hot take here when it comes to Tyreek Hill. No opinion on what should be done if it's true. And I'm not going to shake my finger at people that have or continue to irresponsibly jump to conclusions. Because those conclusions that many people are jumping to, this is the bed that he and his employer have made. So I'm not going to guilt trip someone for acknowledging that bed that has been made by Tyreek Hill in the NFL. I'm going to acknowledge what he and this league have become, have been. Because, look, we'll discuss it throughout the day. We will reach out to our good buddy Seth Kaiser, lawyer/writer on the Chiefs at The Athletic. a lot of questions for him on what we can actually discuss, what we can actually dissect, what's fact, what's fiction, what can be proven right now with Tyreek Hill. A lot of the facts need to come out, so I'm not going to make any grand statement. All we know is that Tyreek Hill is involved in an investigation by law enforcement and the Kansas Department of Children and Families. Now, is he the target of that investigation? Again, we don't know. I've seen the Kansas City Star cite a source when saying Hill's three-year-old son broke his arm from this incident or an incident. I've seen police reports obtained by KCTV5 that show an earlier incident on March 5th at the home of Tyreek Hill. But again, he hasn't been charged. And we don't know if he was a part, however small or large, we don't know if he has a part in any of this. But Tyreek Hill and the National Football League, man, they can't cry for patience because this is the world that they created. A world that they gave a thumbs up to, that they gave the green light to. I mean, we all know about Tyreek Hill's past prior to becoming a Kansas City Chief, pleading guilty to domestic assault and battery by strangulation. We know that. Now, hey, it's been expunged from the record. The conviction was dismissed. But I'll just speak for myself, man. If you can find yourself in that situation where you're pleading guilty to domestic assault and battery by strangulation, well, that's something that almost is, I mean, that's a branding on you as a person. If you make that deal with the devil, if you're able to go to that place mentally where you put yourself in that situation, where you find yourself pleading guilty to it, man, the onus is on you to prove that that's not who you are. Because in my mind, and I would imagine a lot of your minds, that's who he is. And that's who you were. Even if it's only for a day. That's who you were. It should be, in my opinion, it should be a scarlet letter. Yeah, we'll give you a chance to rebuild your life. We'll give you a second chance, but it's thin ice. And you start behind the eight ball. Day in and day out, you got to prove that that was a once-in-a-lifetime mistake. So if you hear someone today or you've heard someone over the past few days jump to an irresponsible conclusion, well, that's Tyreek Hill's own damn fault. I'm not going to judge you for jumping to that conclusion. You're only going off of what you've known about him. And this isn't something that, oh, well, come on, man. We haven't all been there. We haven't all pled guilty to domestic assault and battery by strangulation. It's his fault and those he associates with, those who pay him, right? The NFL. The NFL can't cry for patience either when it comes to Tyreek Hill. You and I both know we're not, I hate saying this, but you know it's true. You and I both know we're not far from this or not far from it being back in the news cycle. Domestic assault. Assault of any kind. And look, I know domestic assault or, again, any kind of assault is more likely to happen from a random member of society than it is an NFL player. I'm not saying this is solely an NFL problem. This is an American problem, no doubt. But it's not an infrequent occurrence in this league. We can admit that, right? Not saying the NFL is the worst, but they're certainly not the best when it comes to professional sports and these issues. You and I know, even if nothing comes of this with Tyreek Hill, we're not far from a being back in the news again with some other NFL player. And you and I, we've okayed this as customers. They've okayed this as the business. Because, again, even if the facts come out and Tyreek Hill has nothing to do with this, he maintains that untarnished record that he's had since the Chiefs drafted him. Even if it's nothing, do you think we'll make it through the 2019 NFL season without an assault, without an NFL player putting his hands on someone that he shouldn't. Now, I hope we do, but if you're a betting man or a betting woman, do you believe that we make it through 2019 without assault and the NFL coming up in the news cycle once again? It's sad to say, but we're never far removed, or it feels like never far away from assault and the NFL once again being brought up hand in hand. It's awful to say, but it's hard to refute. Never too far removed or too far away from one of these sad stories. And regardless of whether or not Tyreek Hill is involved, whoever's involved, it's another sad story if the reports that we Kansas City Star put out there that the 3-year-old son ends up with a broken arm. Now, we got plenty more on this. We will get to the NCAA tournament. Again, Ron the Show Hughley out today. It's just myself and Steven Serta.
Hi.
Yeah, all right. Serta, for those of you are wondering, well, show's out now. That means more Serta. Serta will get his opportunity to really have his voice heard. That's what I was hoping for. I came in today expecting Serta to really step it up, and he came in with these bloodshot eyes. He came in really dragging ass today. You really got after it yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I pretty much just cried in the shower this morning. Yeah. I didn't want to come in at all.
So I don't know really what to expect from Serta. I really was dependent on you. Yeah, I've done a few shows solo for 4 hours. I've never done a whole week solo for 4 hours. Really banking on you, and this is how we're going to get it started on a Monday.
Yeah, but it's only Monday, so we can only put more effort in as the week goes on. So I'm hoping I'll get it together by Tuesday.
We can put in more effort. I just spoke for 9 straight minutes because I knew you were going to offer nothing on that discussion.
Steve's tired.
Yeah, drink some water, man. 913-576-7610. Look, I'm obviously not going to be able to rely on Serta to help to interject throughout this show, so we will take your thoughts on occasion throughout. If you got thoughts on Tyreek Hill, you can dial us up, 913-576-7610. We can get to your thoughts, and I also want to get to, look, I understand a lot of you hate John Elway. You may hate Madison Bumgarner, but there's one athlete that all of Kansas City should hate the most.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Welcome back, Show and Vern, minus Show. He'll be back on Monday. He's out at Royal Spring training with the family, having a good time and sending us a lot of pictures, a lot of selfies. Hope he's having a good time. But yes, Ron will be back next Monday. So it's Josh Vernier holding it down throughout the week. Serta is here physically, mentally, emotionally, and consciously. Maybe not.
I'm just going to take selfies of myself working and send them to Ron the Show Hughley on vacation.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306 in response to Serta. Absolutely. Mailing it in today as he got lit up last night, just completely trashed, as his bloodshot eyes would tell the story. Listener number 26 says, typical Serta. From the 816, way to go, man. This was your shot. Quit partying so hard. And from the 913, how many smokes did you choke down over the weekend?
I did have a few yesterday drinking, and I do not feel well. It's really all Pete Sweeney's fault because I was not planning on doing anything yesterday. I was just going to stay home and have a nice, lovely, relaxing Sunday. But Pete Sweeney convinced me to go out with him, and then Pete Sweeney got me drunk.
How old are you? You're going to blame Pete Sweeney for you not knowing when to say when? Don't do that.
Yes. 100%.
Cut it out. Listener 05 writes in, that was the saddest thing I've ever heard. Jesus, Serta. You do sound rough. Yes, Ron is sending us selfies of him by the pool in Arizona. And not even like ha-ha pictures. I think he's honestly posing. That last one he sent us, it looked like he was posing. I don't want to spend this time making fun of Ron when he's not here to defend himself. As a matter of fact, I want to start this off by patting him on the back. I see a lot of people up in arms that Kansas has a chance to play Sweet 16 Elite Eight games here in Kansas City, while Kansas State does not, despite the fact that Kansas State was the team that won the Big 12 regular season title. I want to pat Show on the back because Ron told you this was going to happen in December or early January. He laid it all out there that Kansas fans, Kansas State fans, he braced UK State fans to expect this.
I mean, it was pretty obvious. Now people are acting like they're shocked that Kansas is getting the Midwest games, that they're in the Midwest region. Of course they are.
What do you
it's
mean,
Kansas.
I know, but don't act like you knew it. You and I both learned it from Ron.
Kansas overseeing Kansas State. Like that's not a shock. Most people would rather they're the bigger draw. That's just the reality. So that's not a shock to anyone. So I don't know why we're acting like we're upset about it.
Well, I'm just giving credit to Ron. Don't act like everyone should have had the foresight that Show did. Again. Now you're doing, okay. You know what? I understand it. I get like that too when I'm hungover. It's an emotional roller coaster. He's angry now. He'll likely be really emotional in the 12 o'clock hour. This should be a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm going to cry on air today.
Okay. So, yeah, we need you to tag along with us today. Should be a roller coaster of 4 hours here on Show and Vern. I do want to get to K-State and Kansas, not so much the seeding or the matchups, but the expectations. Before we get to that, though, I mentioned going to break about Elway and Bumgarner. And there's sports hate for those guys, right? As there should be. But we in Kansas City should hate Kareem Hunt. Hate him. Sports, all right, let's say sports hate. How about that? Now, if he keeps putting his hands on people, we can real life hate him. And you know what, man? If you do real life hate him, I'm not going to judge you. I mean, I can't sit here and say that I hate him as a person. That's a little bit too strong. But, you know, I think we got too much hate in this world. But anyway, you feel about him however you want. I do think that all of us, if you reside in Kansas City, if you call yourselves a Chiefs fan, that you should truly sports hate Kareem Hunt. Because I don't know about you guys, maybe you guys have already been there, but have you really thought about what Kareem Hunt could do to you next season? What he could do to all Chiefs fans? Think about it. Again, maybe you have, but I'm watching ESPN this weekend. I think it was just SportsCenter, nothing special. And they're talking about the suspension that was handed down on Friday, the 8-game suspension of Kareem Hunt. You know, and they're going on about what went into the decision to suspend him 8 games, and they, you know, point out that it's actually 12 games if you count the 4 that he sat out after being released by the Chiefs. They're pointing out, you know, Kareem Hunt's going to make just more than $200,000 next season. How the Cleveland Browns will have him again in 2020 if they want him, right, as a restricted free agent. And then the anchor of SportsCenter, I apologize, I don't remember who it was. But she hit me with a line that again, maybe has already struck you. Maybe I'm well behind on this. But she pointed out that Kareem Hunt will be back in week 9, fully rested for the Vegas favorites to win the AFC North. Could you imagine getting a running back with the talent of Kareem Hunt in week 9? You know, talk about a boost, a shot in the arm. Now, I'm not saying this with regret. You know, if I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm not saying, oh man, woe is us. I wish we still had Kareem Hunt. No, the Chiefs did the right thing. So don't get it misconstrued. I don't feel bad at how the Chiefs handled the Kareem Hunt situation. Their reasoning for doing the right thing may have missed the mark somewhat, but they still did the right thing. I say it missed the mark because, remember, the Chiefs released Hunt because he lied to them about the incident, not because of the incident. Nonetheless, I'm not saying that I disagree with the Chiefs' decision to release Kareem Hunt. I'm pointing out that this guy should rank right up there, if not at the top, of all Kansas City sports villains. Right? This was a guy that was supposed to be a part of the Kansas City triplets, a trio of playmakers that were affordable playmakers that were going to lead the Chiefs into the next golden age of football here in the Midwest. But instead, this hot-headed moron can't keep his hands to himself, lies about it, forces the Chiefs to fire him, which makes it easier for him to sign with his hometown team and help give them the preeminent set of triplets in the AFC. Now, you might not want to admit that. I know you got the better quarterback, but that's it. I mean, you got Mahomes and Damian Williams and Tyreek Hill. It's formidable. But Baker Mayfield, Kareem Hunt, and Odell Beckham Jr., that's the preeminent trio of playmakers in the AFC.
Baker's coming.
That's a team. I mean, he's right. You dive into the nerd stats, Baker is coming. That's a team that has positioned itself to match the Chiefs in 2019, match the Chiefs in 2020, and match the Chiefs for maybe the next 5+ years. I mean, there's plenty of reasons to dislike Kareem Hunt, and Lord knows we've covered him. But the sports vitriol needs to be taken up a notch when it comes to Kareem Hunt. I hope the young man gets his life together. I truly do. But, man, that doesn't change the fact that we in Kansas City, we need to heighten it a little bit. We should sports hate this guy for the rest of his career. Who knows what he cost us in 2019? Who knows what he cost this city in 2018? What those anger problems ruined for the Chiefs and Chiefs fans, not only for years to come, but again last year. Maybe that AFC title game is different. Now, if he gets his life turned around, great. Because then he's just in the same group as John Elway and Madison Bumgarner, guys that took something from us or stopped Kansas City from achieving something. But if he doesn't get his life together, if he remains an angry, selfish, immature man, then he should hold a special place in this city. A special place where we all agree there haven't been many bigger villains in the history of Kansas City sports. Look, we're all angry with what he did, disappointed in his decision-making and his lack of maturity. But I haven't heard the, I can't wait to boo that SOB off the field every time I see him. I hear more regret from Chiefs fans that you no longer have that talent on the team or that the team handled the release wrong. Man, that's not the issue here. The issue to me is no longer about the Chiefs. It needs to be more so about Kareem Hunt. 913-576-7610 is our phone number. And if you missed what D Ford had to say about Andy Reid this weekend in San Francisco, you'll hear that coming up next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Listener number 11 writes in, you people get too much vacation time. I don't think Ron has taken a day of vacation all year. I don't know if he's taken vacation time since we started this show. So yeah, he's off for the week. He's out in Arizona with the family. He'll be back on Monday. Listener 720, my admiration for Steve Serta grows every day. Attaboy, Steve.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're really giving Steve an attaboy for showing up to work drunk.
Really grinded today.
Listener number Nasty Ass 59 says, Serta sounds drunk right now. Well, number 59, that's because he might still be. He's grinding through it, as he would like to say.
I do feel like I need to drink a beer, so maybe it'll level me out a little bit, because I am going to crash and burn.
Well, you know where the beers are, right?
Yes.
That little fridge in there, yeah. Protein House Heat with a Purpose. Text line 69306. Hey, Vern, if you won't say it to Kareem's face, don't call him out by name. I'll say it to his face that all of Kansas City should sports hate him. I mean, is that... that's a terrible thing? You don't think I have the backbone to say that to someone's face? I'm not threatening him to a fight or challenging him to a fight. No, I would. Protein House Heat with a Purpose. Text line 69306. Phone lines open for you as well. 913-576-7610. Yes, I know. Normally, I'm not one to indulge in callers. But again, that's because I normally have a Ron the Show Hughley here and a coherent Steven Serta here. But neither of those things are true today. Former Chief Dee Ford had his introductory press conference in San Francisco over the weekend. He was asked by San Francisco media about lining up offsides, of course, in the AFC title game.
Sure. Look, it happens, man. Unlucky play. Would I take it back? Of course, anybody would. It was devastating, but like I said, when I first did the interview, I gave myself 2 days to pout about it, and I'm over it, you know?
Considering the season you had, were you disappointed that the Chiefs didn't want to make a long-term commitment to you?
No, this is a business at the end of the day. They had to do what they needed to do, and that's why Andy's great. You know, he has to do what's best for the team. This is a business at the end of the day. So, as players, we don't get caught into that. And so, we look at the challenge that's ahead. And this is my new challenge. And I'm excited. I think you can hear we're all excited. And we're moving on.
Man, I normally, that's from 49ers.com. I normally roll my eyes when Ron calls Brett Veach, little Andy Veach. But you all picked up on the same thing there from Dee Ford, right? When asked about not being offered a long-term deal, his response is, that's the business. That's why Andy's the best. That's why Andy's the best. Man, I'm giving Ron a lot of credit here in this first hour. But hearing that reminds me of what I heard from Tyrann Mathieu at his introductory press conference when asked about why he signed in Kansas City.
Well, you know, like I just mentioned, you know, I think they have a great organization. You know, me and Coach Reed spoke, you know, over the phone. You know, it was a real genuine conversation. You know, and I wanted to come to a team that you know, obviously.
Okay, so again, it's all Andy. I just feel like we just crush Brett Veach and just completely strip him of his power and his manhood. And yet, every time I try and build the gentleman up, one of these players comes in and doesn't even mention him. First name, last name, nickname, position. It's always about Andy Reid. So I'm listening to the Dee Ford press conference, and he also discussed what's different for him coming into this year, what was different for him in 2018. He cited maturity on and off the field, the maturity that really was showcased on the field, the football maturity as far as preparing for games, identifying an opponent, being ready for whatever the opposition's going to throw at him. He cites maturity and, of course, health, right? Noting that, you know, he was healthy all of last season, also at the end of the 2017 season. So he told the San Francisco fans that it's basically been a year and a half since the quote-unquote injury-prone sack artist was injured. And making the case that I know a lot of you guys are concerned about my injury history, but you don't need to worry about it. So after listening to the press conference, and you guys know how I feel about Dee Ford. I was against the trade. But after I saw that, I was curious whether or not the Chiefs were blind to this maturity from Dee Ford, or if they weren't buying the maturity from Dee Ford, that he didn't take this step into becoming a more well-rounded player, a more prepared player, right? A lot of you and a lot of people call Dee Ford inconsistent. Well, inconsistency is often a reflection of immaturity. Not ready to be a consummate pro, taking your job serious from the first day to the last day. So maybe the Chiefs just didn't buy it. Maybe they don't believe that Dee Ford is this mature player. It'll be interesting to watch, and there was a great piece from Bleacher Report on that exact subject. But when I saw the news from Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports this weekend, the details of the contract of Dee Ford to San Francisco and whatnot, man, I was confused, I think would be the best word to use. Now, if you haven't seen it, listen to Dee Ford's 5-year, $87 million deal is essentially a 1-year deal for $19.75 million. Sounds big, right? 5 years, $87.5 million. Oh, my God. But as Therese points out, it's essentially a 1-year deal for just under $20 million. Chiefs had a chance to keep Dee Ford on a 1-year deal for $15.4 million, more than $4 million less than what he's going to be paid by the San Francisco 49ers. So it's not as if the 49ers contract proves that Dee Ford was demanding long-term money, as some of you were trying to present. The whole, hey, guys, well, we don't know if Dee Ford was pounding the table saying, I want long-term money or I'm not going to play. We can dismiss that notion when he's essentially signing a 1-year $19 million deal in San Francisco. So he wasn't lying when he said that he would play for the 1-year franchise tag here in Kansas City. So my question is, why were the 49ers more willing to take on that 1-year deal, more willing than the Chiefs? Therese points out on Twitter that San Francisco was more equipped to handle the cap hit. Also points out that the Chiefs may have been concerned with his injury history and how he would fit into the scheme. Some of you are nodding your head right now. I'm sure of it. Man, I can't get past those two things. First, the injury history. It's football. Sammy Watkins had an injury history. You gave him top five money. Tyrann Mathieu has an injury history. You gave him nearly $30 million guaranteed. Injuries happen. Talents like Dee Ford, though, those don't just happen. Forget about what Brett Veach had to say last week about supplementing the impact of Dee Ford. You don't just find a player or two that can duplicate what Dee Ford did last season, leading the league in pressures and quarterback hits. And again, in a season where so much is possible, isn't it worth the roll of the dice? And if he gets injured, so what? You get rid of him after the season, no harm, no foul. That 2020 second-round pick is not as valuable as what Dee Ford could bring you next season. Now, regarding the scheme fit, man, this drives me up a wall because I swear football is the only sport where we do this, where we make excuses for the coaches and their lack of adaptability. Right, Mike Moustakas is playing second base for the Brewers. They found a spot for him. The Warriors find a spot for Kevin Durant. You don't say, well, we already got a bunch of shooters already. We don't need another one. No, man, football's the only sport where we say, oh, well, he doesn't fit. Well, he doesn't fit, and we run a different scheme than what he did last year. Man, find a spot for him. If Spags can coach, and I believe he can, you should be able to utilize the abilities of Dee Ford. It's a strange weekend for me when I see more of a hog from the San Francisco 49ers than I do from the Kansas City Chiefs. More gusto from the Bay than I do here in Kansas City. It's disappointing. Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
The Miami Dolphins have openly admitted that they will indeed be tanking their 2019 NFL season as they look towards next year's draft.
You don't need seatbelts on that?
No. No, yeah. Their owner said that they were tanking. Like, he actually used the word
really?
Tank. Yes.
I didn't know that. When you first started talking, like, I'm waiting for one of these news flashes to start with you vomiting. That's what it sounded like that one was going. Okay, go
I ahead. Had to. I did just hawk something in the trash can nice. Before I turned my microphone
off. Thank you
off.
For telling us. All right.
But their hope is that they will land the number one overall pick and take Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama next season. But on St. Patrick's Day, they signed 36-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick to a 2-year deal, and he will be their starter next season. So they're tanking in style, at least.
Because of the beard means it's in style?
Yeah. Fitzmagic? They're going to be a terrible team, but at least they're going to be fun to watch.
No, they're not.
Because he's going to go out
there. How did this happen?
And try to win every single game by throwing 75 times and having 600 yards.
How did Ryan Fitzpatrick become a folk hero for football nerds? He had a nice 4-week stretch with the Buccaneers last year, but then eventually came back to being Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He is the most elite boomer bust player of all time.
There's no way that's true. Jay Cutler comes to mind.
He's got several NFL records. Ryan Fitzpatrick. It doesn't make any sense. But every now and then you get a 550-yard game from Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I don't even know if that's true. He might have one, but you said several. So that's more than two. You're really going to stand there wobbling. And tell me that Ryan Fitzpatrick has more than two NFL records.
He's got at least one.
All right, it is Monday. You know what we do? Weekend hugs. Who needs a hug in the world of sports, in your world, or in the world of entertainment? Protein House Eat With a Purpose text line 69306. Send in your weekend hugs. Text line 69306. Weekend hugs coming up next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Again, when you text the show, give us your listener number as well in that text. And despite Ron's attempts to play God last week, you get to decide your own listener number. Listener number 34 says, sir, I'll take you to an AA meeting if you'd like. That's nothing to joke about. I don't think Serta has an issue like that, but there's... Yeah, that's not what you want to be joking about.
You can bring me a breakfast burrito.
From the 816, Vern, can you call out Ron's phone number so all the listeners can send him text messages throughout the week? That would be the ultimate gotcha. No, I can't do that.
That would actually be kind of funny.
It would be very funny if a bunch of rando numbers just start sending him.
He would be so bad.
Now, how about you just follow him on Twitter and send him messages of support and let them know how much you miss them. And you can follow him on Twitter at Ronnie H Show. That's R-O-N-N-I-E. Why am I doing that? Protein House Eat With a Purpose. Text line 69306. Hey, Serta, puke in the trash and come back on air. From listener number 87, Serta is running a play out of the Dolphins playbook and tanking this week early on a Monday. That's nice.
Hey, that wasn't my initial plan, but I can understand why it seems that way.
Listener 59 says he has $5 that sort of vomits on air today.
I'll let you know if I do.
That's a safe bet. Again, text in your weekend hugs. We'll get to those momentarily. Protein House Eat With a Purpose, text line 69306. Who needs a hug this weekend? And real quick, just a real brief heads up or infomercial for the people out there listening. If you're passing someone at work in the hallway and they ask you, hey, how you doing? There are only like two or three answers. It's good, real good, fine. That's it. If someone asks, hey, how you doing, man? They don't really want to know if it's not going well. You don't need to stop and go, well, man, where do I even begin? You know about how tough this or that just happened to me in the hallway. Let's just keep this moving. You just lie to me, I'll lie to you, and then we'll go on about our day. My day yesterday was not completely dominated because there was a lot of college basketball in there yesterday. Michigan State, of course, getting the win in the Big Ten tourney, the selection show, everyone in Kansas City watching that because Kansas City watches everything. So I have to imagine that Kansas City was watching on Netflix Queer Eye. It's no longer Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, correct? It's now just known as Queer Eye.
Yes.
So they did their entire, I think, third season in Kansas City. Now, it was a highly successful show when I was, like, in high school. I thought it just was done, and it went away. But I saw on Twitter that they were in Kansas City and that the season was out. So I was like, well, you know, I want to see where they went. So I watched two episodes of Queer Eye on Netflix, the first two episodes I've ever seen. And my God, that show is terrific.
It's wonderful.
I was an emotional wreck. They talked to this one shy kid from Kansas City and then this widowed father from Olathe. Bro, I tried my hardest to keep it together, but my eyes were watering up. Those guys are incredible. Jonathan is hilarious, and I can't recommend that show enough. I didn't think it would be for me, but boy, if you need your heartstrings tugged, give a watch to Queer Eye on Netflix as they descended on Kansas City, I would imagine, a few months ago, and I highly recommend it. Serta used to talk it up. I was like, yeah, well, you know, maybe Serta enjoys it. I don't think I would. But I watched it, and I was an emotional wreck yesterday.
Weekend Hugs.
All right, Protein House, Eat with a Purpose. Text line 69306. Your Weekend Hugs on a very eventful weekend around Kansas City with the Big 12 tournament. From the 816, Serta, you get my weekend hug as we are all struggling this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm also going to hug myself.
From listener 852, hugs to today's show. You guys are living on the edge today. Rough start to the program without show.
I'm not going to hug Pete Sweeney because I'm blaming him for how terrible I feel about it.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Yeah, I would imagine a lot of people need that post-St. Patrick's Day hug. I have been out on St. Patrick's Day for at least the last 7 years, being out there in Arizona, and then, of course, having to do this show today. I didn't think it was a wise decision to tie one on yesterday. Serta obviously went the other way on that and is really leaving me out to dry today. From the 913, hey, what about show's hotel phone number? Can we get that? No, guys.
I think he's staying in an Airbnb. I don't think he's really at a hotel.
Listener 15 says, I need a weekend hug. I was the DD for my friends who were a bunch of drunk a-holes on Friday night. A lot of Tyreek Hill. Seeing a lot of Tyreek Hill coming in, obviously. From the 816, hug to me for making it into work. Okay, a lot of people are in the same boat as Serta. Serta, how about you? Your weekend hug.
Myself. I just want to hug myself because I don't feel good. And normally I completely forget about weekend hugs until the last minute and I think of somebody really quick. But I don't have that in me today.
Listener number 8 says, hey, Vern, I got something you can tug on. That's unnecessary. Listener 72, yeah. Hugs to Quentin Grimes. He tried to keep us going. And you guys need to... Maybe it's because I'm around Ron so often. I feel bad. The kid's 18. Sorry he doesn't get it right away and isn't a superstar immediately. He's still a kid. Listener 785, weekend hug to me. Hey, God, is this what weekend hugs is turning into? Just a self-pity party?
Yeah, because it was St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
Here's another one.
Everybody's hug over.
Nurse Jen, weekend hugs to me and my husband.
Also, I was at the game. I saw Quentin Grimes shoot. Man, that guy is not very good at basketball.
Stop. He was raining jumpers on Friday. Five for his first five. He was the key to that win on Friday. Stop with him.
Yeah. Sometimes Ryan Fitzpatrick throws for 400 yards in three consecutive games.
My weekend hug goes to Ron Hunter. He's the head coach at Georgia State. They are back in the NCAA tournament. I give him my weekend hug because I'm fully expecting him to tear some ligament. You may remember he's the one that popped his Achilles when celebrating a tournament berth a year ago and then fell out of his chair, hurting himself further when he was celebrating a game-winning shot in the NCAA tournament. So I saw him and his Georgia State ball club heading back to the NCAA tournament, and the only thing I was really interested in was him hopefully hurting himself once again for the betterment of his team. Also, a weekend hug to Antonio Brown's blonde mustache. I think it was a brilliant move. Because be honest, when you saw that blonde mustache, you were like, that dude's crazy. That dude might actually sit out an entire season. But it was all a ruse. Just to get out of Pittsburgh and get that $30 million from Oakland. So weekend hugs to that blonde mustache of Antonio Brown. Rest in peace. Hey, I got a tough question about Dayton Moore, Tyreek Hill, and the importance of culture when we get back.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.